Hey everyone, just wanted to let you know that I've gotten recently and I'm really enjoying my Quick Shot Vantage from FleshJack. It's a good budget way to get into FleshJacks if you've been thinking about it. Mine didn't cost too much. It's open-ended at each end, so you can let your finish fly. I'm looking forward to using one end for myself and one end for a bait buddy, if that takes your fancy as well. There's a link in the episode description if you want to get yourself a Quick Shot Vantage. I got one recently and I'm already enjoying it often and enjoying it considerably. Follow the link in the episode description to get your own Quick Shot Vantage from FleshJack. Hey baiters, welcome to another episode of the Better Beta Podcast. I'm your host, Liam Williams. It is almost the end of Masturbation Month, and so I wanted to tell you about the group birthday bait that I got going last night. So yesterday was my birthday, was also International Masturbation Day, a part of Masturbation Month every May. So I tried to organise something special to celebrate. Here's a bit of an outline of the group bait I organised last night. A warning though, this won't be the sordid, sexy details. I'll probably save the detailed play-by-play for a story on the Gay Erotica podcast soon. This is more about my experience in setting it up, getting through one, and a couple of tips for if you'd like to set up your own. Over the years, especially the time since I leaned into being a beta, I've attempted various bait buddy incarnations. In another episode, I'll go into more detail about what those have been and how they've gone, because I have a bunch of thoughts on bait buddies. In this episode, I want to tell you about the group bait I worked to put together for the convergence of my birthday and Masturbation Day. I've tried on many occasions to organise a group bait. It's tough. Anyone who's tried to organise a group to get together for anything knows how difficult it can be. You've got to find people who are keen to get involved, then you've got to find a place, then you've got to find a time, and hope that at least those three elements align. On previous occasions, I'd seem to have found all three, but the events never came to be. The failure was a combination of things. Some of it, the flakiness of guys in the hookup culture world we live in. Some of it was the location. Some was the difficulty of finding guys that were on the same page. I've had guys who had and held to very high standards for the guys they were willing to meet up with. These guys wanted to see pics of every guy in attendance, assuring that they met their high standards before committing. I've had guys who were really keen until they found out the location was further than a 10-minute drive from their place. For those that don't know Melbourne, we're a pretty sprawled-out suburbia. Then there were the guys who were fully on board until I made it clear that it was a bait-only party. For some reason, they thought a group wank would provide the opportunity to deep-throat as many dicks as they could. In organising last night's event, I had all of these guys messaging me. But I had a couple of guys who were keen, on board and aligned with what I was keen to get going. So I can now say a birthday group wank was successful. So I thought I'd jump into the pod and share with you how I got it together, how it happened and what went down. I started a few weeks ago. I started with Reddit. That's where I found the communities of betas who are keen. I know we've got the beta Discord server attached to this podcast, but on Reddit there are a couple of communities dedicated to Melbourne bait buds. So I went there. I don't do particularly well when I've got to keep track of a lot of things in a lot of places, so I didn't post too widely. My initial post in the Melbourne Wank Buds community was just putting the idea out there, asking if trying to organise something like this was too ambitious. In the post, I put that I was a 40-year-old gay guy looking for similar guys for a chill, laid-back group wank. I've learned over the years that if you're open yet specific about what you're looking for, it makes it a lot easier to find those guys that'll match up. That post had over 20 replies from different guys. A few of those clearly didn't get the point or didn't really match the kind of guys I was looking for. So I messaged about 10 of them. Five of those just didn't reply. Two seemed really keen and a good match from the start. With those guys, I struck up a conversation, talked a bit about them and their experience, while also talking about me and my expectations. After this initial post, I found myself with two guys keen and two more that probably sat in the maybe pile. Last week, I made another post in the same group. This was clearer. The group wank was happening. I gave an approximate location, date, and time, and again mentioned what I was looking for. This post had less replies, but a few messages from keen guys. But then none of those came to fruition. With those that were keen, I shared my pics and they shared theirs. For this, I wasn't sharing the pics to make sure the guys were, quote, hot enough to meet up with. I was going more on vibes and connections in the messages, but I thought it important to know what each other looked like before actually inviting them over. I'm always wary of guys who won't share pics for this kind of thing. It just makes me a little suspect of them in some way. I know people have their reasons, but it doesn't always sit well with me. At the same time, I sent a couple of messages out on Grindr to guys I had previously chatted to about baiting together. One was immediately on board and said he would message another guy he had baited and connected with recently. So at the start of this week, between Reddit and Grindr, it looked like I had six guys keen. By Thursday afternoon, the day of the event, that had dropped to two. One guy forgot he had other plans. One guy realised how far away he actually lived from me. Two guys I haven't had a reply from in a couple of days now. So the group was down to three. Me and two guests. In my previous attempts, this was the point where I would start to wonder if I even bothered going ahead with it. To be honest, I had some of those thoughts this time around as well. But the two guys who were keen were properly keen and confirmed. They also had been good to chat to. I could tell, even through messages, that they would fit the kind of vibe I was hoping for on the night. On the point of the vibe, I was pretty clear with what I was after. Laid back and chill was the main thing. Just some guys hanging out, chatting, have a couple of drinks, and stroking our dicks. These guys were on board, and that was good enough for me. If I was going to give any tips to guys who might be trying to organise something like this at this point, especially after my many failed attempts, I think I've got two main ones. The first is to be clear about what you want. I know a lot of guys out there are keen to have a bait bud, but as I've talked about heaps on the podcast and on the Discord server, what a bait bud looks like can mean many different things. It's much easier to get someone on board if you're clear about what you want. A guy is unlikely to commit to something if they're not sure it's going to be the right type of event for them. I've had it from the invitee side of things too. There have been opportunities for me to bait with someone, but I haven't felt like we're after the same thing, so I haven't gone through with it. The other is to be prepared to start small. Obviously a night with six guys all hanging around stroking would have been great, but that's really tricky. And there's really no point turning down two or even one guy because it's not the big group you had in mind. Because, as I'm about to get into, the small group we had a lot of fun. The first guy arrived a little early. Totally cool. I was watching a bit of porn anyway. He came in and took a seat, him in his briefs and me still in my track pants, ready to answer the door for the next guest. We chatted a bit about all sorts of stuff, my house and my birthday, then chatted about how it was trying to organise the night. As we talked, there was porn on the screen and we were both slowly rubbing our bulges. The chat came pretty easily, considering we'd only chatted on Grindr a bit and we had only just met. The next guest arrived not long after, and with both guys there, the three of us got nude, grabbed a drink and took our places on the couch. Luckily, or fortuitously, my couch fits three guys side by side perfectly. It wasn't long until we were all hard and slowly stroking ourselves. But as we started, the conversation continued. It wasn't just hands on dicks and eyes on the porn. As requested, these guys were here to hang out and chill, as well as stroke. Of course, as we got deeper into things, the conversation became more bait-focused. We talked about the porn, our dicks, the toys I had bought. We chatted about our previous bait buddy experiences and attempts at group baits. We also moved our hands around, getting to know each other's dicks and balls. The lube was generously shared, and we all enjoyed stroking each other, swapping in and out of the middle seat position to ensure everyone got some time in the hot seat. As the host, I was conscious of how everything was going, but with these guys, I didn't have to worry too much. I asked early on about timing and how long these guys had. We established that we all had plenty of time to enjoy ourselves, so as we stroked and chatted and stroked each other, we were all aware of how close we were getting and paying attention to the edge, our own and each other's. At one point, we even took a break, brought about by the end of the porn video that one of the guests had chosen. We each stood, grabbed another drink, hit the bathroom, and stretched our legs. We chose another porn video, and having now backed off a little bit from the edge, we got back onto the couch and resumed. After that short interval, things got a little more intense. That's when the beta language started, and the encouragement of each other's efforts. We settled into the couch, legs spread and hooked over each other, bodies pressed together side by side and hands wandering. I think by this point we'd each learned a little bit about what got the other guys going. Even experienced solo betas can pick up pretty quickly on what a guy likes done to his dick. As we neared the 2-hour mark, we had all learned enough that we teased each other and helped each other in riding the edge. By now the talk was all about us, our dicks, and our baiting. The breathing was heavier and the moans more frequent. We all knew that each of us was right on the edge. This is a fun point of a buddy bait for me. The point where someone decides if we're going to pop or keep going. After another switch of positions, the guy in the middle announced he was riding the edge hard. I knew he was holding back with all of his effort. After he said he was about to blow, we asked if he wanted to. I think they were waiting a little for me, as the host and birthday boy, to give the green light, which I gave, knowing I wouldn't be far behind. We settled in close, got our hands all over the guy in the middle, and with a grunt and a shake, he burst. It was truly a proper edged-up load. He shot hard, spraying into his chest and belly hair before coating the other guy's hand. Me and the other guy paused our own stroking as we watched the guy in the middle shoot, encouraging and urging him through his orgasm. He fell back, breathing heavily after that. Then it was my turn. It didn't take long for me to blow next, and I coated my fingers in my thick load, enjoying the same encouragement from my new buddies. And then the third load blew, another big shot all over his belly. For a moment, we all sat and panted through our post-orgasm. Then the towel was passed around, and I got another as I realized what I had wasn't going to be enough. Another win in setting this up as a casual buddy bait was the easy chat that came after we had all come. The guys weren't a bust and run type. As we wiped off, cleaned up, and then redressed, we chatted. More about our past buddy baits, more about my birthday. Then we said our farewells and they left. Even though my aim had been to get the biggest group together that I could, I think the smaller group actually worked in my favour. Firstly, my couch only seats 3. I would have needed extra chairs and to be on top of more rotations. But it also meant that we had 3 guys who were all on the same page. In all of my buddy baiting experience, I've found that to be the most important thing. Actually, in all of my sexual experience, I've found that to be the thing. Whether it's buddy baiting, hooking up the sauna, or even finding someone to chat to in a chat room, if you're not on the same page with someone, it makes it really hard to have an enjoyable experience. I've had too many times where I've altered or compromised my expectations too much, and the meeting hasn't really gone well. I see it like any other social setting. If someone is there with cross purposes to the main part of the group, or the main aim of the event, then that's going to disrupt the whole thing. I probably could have had 3 more guys there, but they likely wouldn't have been guys that we would have connected with, and that would have taken away from how much fun we had. So I guess that's my big tip for anyone organising a buddy bait, whether it's a group or a one-on-one. Know the type of person and the type of fun you want to get out of the meetup, and aim for that. I know I had a great time last night, and I know these guys did too, if only judging by the cum stench still present in my lounge room this morning. It wasn't a big group, but it was a good group. It's also a bit of starting point. If I'm trying to find bait buds, either solo or group in the future, I now have 2 more people I can start with. I'm keen to see where this goes from here. I'm also keen to hear about your group buddy bait experiences. Have you got a group organized, had a group organized in the past, or even have a regular group? If you've got any tips you'd like to share with other listeners of the podcast, you can jump into the comment section if you're on Patreon or Substack, or into the Discord server if you'd like to chat about your group buddy bait experiences there. If you enjoyed this episode and the couple of tips from me, starting soon, There's going to be a monthly live beta Q&A for higher level Patreon patrons. It's not going to start this month. It probably will start it in July as a regular beta Q&A for those who would like to pick my brains about baiting experiences, tips and tricks. So stay tuned for that. Thank you to those who have jumped onto Patreon. Most of it is set up as bonuses for the Gay Erotica podcast, but your support of me in any facet of what I'm doing is greatly appreciated, and it helps me give more time and energy to these projects. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's something you'd like me to do an episode on, you can get in touch, liam@liamwilliams.com.au, or find me through the link to the Discord server. Thanks for listening, and happy baiting. Hey everyone, I just wanted to give a shout out to some patrons. Thank you for your support, patrons who've been with me for a little while now. If you'd like to add your support, then patreon.com/Liam Williams is the place to go for that. I know I say it a lot, but it does make a huge difference to me being able to do the writing and create the podcast. And it also makes a huge difference when I see the little notification come up that someone is loving my work enough to chip in a little bit. Anyway, just want to shout out to Sean W, to Blake, to Alex H, to Yitzhak and Bryce G for their support. Thanks you very much. If you want to support, patreon.com/Liam Williams. Thanks.